You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The deaths of Andre Hill and Casey Goodson Jr. have renewed calls for police reform in Ohio. But changes to Columbus's police department often face a big hurdle, the police officers' union contract. Tonight, the local chapter of a progressive organization called New Leaders Council is hosting a live stream discussion meant to demystify that collective bargaining agreement with the Fraternal Order of Police. One city council member is taking part, and council member Rob Dorans joins us now. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Claire.
So tonight is not a public forum. It's not held by the city. It's an educational session about a 174-page document. What do you think is the most important thing to know about the contract?
I think one of the key things for folks in the community to know is that, you know, the contract binds both the city and the union to a mutual set of promises. And, you know, those mutual set of promises contain everything from, you know, pay and staffing, but also working conditions. And I think what's fundamentally at issue right now is how discipline, is being measured out to the officers that have engaged in potential misconduct.
You mentioned a few of those sticking points that people have issues with. One is a high bar that it takes the city to suspend officers. Another is union arbitration, which has led the city to rehire 3 of the 14 officers that it originally fired in recent years. As council continues negotiations with the FOP, what is your number one priority in these contract negotiations?
Well, first of all, city council does not sit at the negotiating table. Under state law, that is the role of the mayor's office, which has hired an outside counsel firm that was approved by city council. So, you know, there are professionals that are sitting across from the negotiating table with the Fraternal Order of Police. So, you know, council itself doesn't sit at that table. But I do think, you know, myself and others on council have some pretty clear expectations of, you know, seeing a contract that speaks more towards ensuring that, you know, the right people are policing our neighborhoods, and when folks do engage in misconduct, that they're held responsible for that.
So what do you and your fellow council members intend to do to help address these activist concerns when it comes to Columbus's police?
Well, I think the contract is a big piece of the puzzle, but it's not the only piece at the table. You know, we're currently considering, you know, a budget proposal from the mayor's office that, you know, changes the way that we fund aspects of public safety, putting more dollars in responding more with social workers and others that can respond more appropriately to folks having, say, a mental health issue. So the budget is a big aspect of this. The Civilian Review Board and the Inspector General's office, that ultimately was legislation that came from council that went before the voters. We passed legislation to severely restrict the usage of no-knock warrants. You know, there are other legislative actions that we can take that really take aim at reforming an institution that we need to have be different in the 21st century.
What will council do to protect that board and to ensure that its power is not diluted going forward?
Well, I think, you know, the idea that the review board is subject to the FOP contract is a little bit distorted. While currently the contract would not permit the recommendations of the review board to be binding, I do think it sets up an important piece of transparency for the community when it comes to investigating misconduct. And that's not going to be changed by the FOP contract one way or the other. You know, I think a lot of folks would like to see that board have binding disciplinary power. But even if it doesn't, as it does right now, I think it does set up a really important process.
Councilmember Rob Dorans, thank you so much for your time today.
Yep, thanks, Claire.